dictation for Rosalie, Rosalie Fontana, Fontana hyphen, Kobisi, K-O, B as in boy, E-I-S-S-I, February 1864, address as a letter to Pace, P-A-C-E, Dr. Lobert, L-O-U-B-E-R-T, 953-5801. Dear Dr. Lobert, a follow-up for Mrs. Fontana Kobisi, has advanced renal failure last visit in September, was evaluated in the emergency room yesterday at ALMA, but was not admitted. I did not discuss the case with the doctors. We asked her to come today because she's not feeling well. She lives at home with son, who is autistic. There has been poor eating, frequent nausea and vomiting without bleeding, soft stools, incontinent of stools and urine without any blood melanin. She requires full assistance to transfer into the bed, has morbid obesity. They need to leave her with a foyer. Pace goes to her home 3 times a day. She has a low-grade fever. She is on oxygen. Denies purulent material hemoptysis. Has diffuse edema from the toes to the mid-chest. Right-sided foot ulcer, which appears to be improving. Has been on antibiotics, but not in the recent past. Denies sleep apnea. Denies chest pain palpitations. Maybe fistula down on the left brachial area, and she complains of a lot of pain. No gross stealing syndrome. Good bruit over the fistula. Next paragraph, I review medications. I will highlight the high dose of Lasix, metolazone, nifedipine, treatment for high potassium with cajexalate, magnesium replacement. Today, blood pressure high, 190-114. I do not hear localized valvulitis. There is JVD, no pericardial rap, morbid obesity, edema up to the mid-chest or higher. The AV fistula on the left side. She's emotionally very depressed and sad. Understand that she's in need for dialysis. Next paragraph, chemistry yesterday shows a GFR of 8, stage 5. With a creatinine around 5. Potassium has been elevated 5.9, a normal sodium, low bicarbonate at 20, low albumin at 3.1. Corrected calcium in the upper side, glucose in the 1/10, liver function test not elevated, anemia 10.7, a normal platelet count. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 5. Next number, lightly diabetic nephropathy. Next number, symptoms of uremia, needs to start dialysis. Next number, AV fistula done 2 weeks ago, not ready to be used, needs a tunnel dialysis catheter. Next number, morbid obesity. Next number, nephrotic syndrome, likely from diabetic nephropathy. However, given the size of the patient, secondary FSGS is in the differential diagnosis. We cannot do a biopsy. Her body size is prohibited. She will not be able to also underwent any kind of immunosuppressants. Next number, respiratory failure on oxygen, likely hypoventilation syndrome from morbid obesity. She has not been tested for sleep apnea. Next number, congestive heart failure with preserved ejection fraction. Next paragraph, comments. We call you guys at PACE. You kind enough help us about the placement of the tunnel dialysis catheter. She is going to be transferred to emergency room in Midland. Normally, we do this as outpatient, but her body size will be prohibited. She also will benefit from starting dialysis on a daily basis. After discharge, she lives in Mount Pleasant. We'll see if she can be dialyzed there or in Alma. We will work with her as outpatient, all issues about dialysis. She patient is agreeable. We provided emotional support. End of dictation.